You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
I wyciągnę nogi rad, wnuku zbierze się gromadka, ciesząc mnie szczepionem swym, o bajkę będą prosić dziadka. A cóż ja opowiem im? Pamiętaj o tym, wnuku, że dziadzio był w Tobruku. I myślał sobie, oj niedobrze, oj niedobrze, oj niedobrze, coś za dużo huku.
Destination Australia, post-war Odysseys of Polish Soldiers. Kierunek Australia, Odyseje polskich żołnierzy po II wojnie światowej, to tytuł wystawy, która otwarta została wczoraj w Tobruk House przy 44 Victoria Avenue w Albert Park w Melbourne. Wystawa zorganizowana przez Muzeum i Archiwum Polonii Australijskiej dokumentuje historię i dziedzictwo polskich migrantów wojskowych, którzy przybyli do Australii w 1947 i 1948 roku, rozpoczynając tym samym wielką powojenną migrację Polaków na piąty kontynent. Robert Semple, prezes Stowarzyszenia Szczurów Tobruku, uczestnik tamtych dni, naoczny świadek rodzącego się australijsko-polskiego braterstwa broni, a jednocześnie gospodarz obiektu, w którym odbywała się impreza, witając uczestników, powiedział:
I don't propose to make a great eulogy here, or to speak for any great length of time, except to say that it is my distinct privilege as an original of my unit, having served in every campaign for 5 years of the war in Africa, Tobruk, El Alamein, Lebanon, through to New Guinea, and finally finished the war up 50 miles up a river in North Borneo. So a long stint, but you're entitled to know who this creep is that stands in front of you to try and outline what we all stand for. But there's one thing we do stand for, and that is comradeship and a bond of trust and faith in each other, that all the crown jewels in the world and all the money in the world could not buy, and that is mateship. And I'd like to just briefly ease into the afternoon that we spent together and compliment all that have gotten to your attendance here. So fulsome, and obviously with a lot of memories out there, which I got to know in this hole in the ground, because I arrived in Tobruk as an artillery unit with no guns, had not seen a gun for 5 months before I arrived there. Palestine was the main area where we supposed to help, and we were farmed out to these places. The campaign in the Western Desert didn't start until the 10th of June 1940, whereas the war in Europe started on the 3rd of September 1939, as we knew it. So in this mysterious land, I won't go into a lot of the details, but we were told that at the place of being bombed, we went in under naval command, the British and Australian spud-run destroyers, and we were told that there's no guns until the morning sun came up, and we equipped ourselves with captured Italian equipment, which we used for the rest of our time in Tobruk. Biggest problem, they were in the metric system, were in the imperial system. There was some confusion for all. My first appearance and meeting up with the Polish brigade. It didn't see them as individuals, knew they were coming, these mysterious people from, I think it came from Lebanon, from Lebanon, down through Syria, and you finally arrived there, and I'm sitting in the gun pit, doing my guard duty, and a fella turned up in an outfit and was coming up to walk, and frightened hell out of me, to be quite honest, and had a strange looking set of gear on it. I was about to dispose of it. And several gestures were made that we clearly understood at that time that he spoke something different, and he was possibly one of these Carpathian brigade blokes. That was my first introduction to him. So I could have had a fatality in the first time of meeting a Pole. I've learned a lot since. I've made a lot of friends as a result of this. I've just prepared a little welcome for you. I place it in no special order except to say it's from the heart. Welcome to Brookhouse for those who have never been to the home of the Ratchet before. We extend a special welcome. It's wonderful. Through this exhibition, we've reforged a friendship with our Polish comrades, one that was originally established so many years ago. Many years have passed since those days, but Tobruk still stands as a link between Australians and Poles. A link strengthened by the braves of your soldiers and ours, who are lying side by side in the Tobruk Cemetery. We hope you enjoy your afternoon here with us. Thank you.
Otwarcia wystawy dokonała Mary Elizabeth Caldwell, córka pierwszego ministra imigracji w Australii, Artura Caldwella. A wśród zaproszonych gości byli m.in. George Zbigniew Łuk-Kozika, honorowy konsul generalny Rzeczypospolitej Polskiej w Wiktorii, Edward Kremser, honorowy konsul Rzeczypospolitej Polskiej w Tasmanii, Nick Wakeling, członek wiktoriańskiego parlamentu z okręgu Pentrigali, Marian Pawlik, prezes Federacji Polskich Organizacji w Wiktorii, Krzysztof Łańcucki, były prezes Rady Naczelnej Polskich Organizacji w Australii, a obecną Radę reprezentowała Joanna Merwart. Potomków polskich żołnierzy natomiast Andrew Klekociuk z Tasmanii, Irena, Edward, Melanie i Luke Sorokowscy, Teresa i Antoni Macko, Maćkowie, aby brzmiało czysto po polsku, oraz Aleksander, syn i Monika, wnuczka Mirosława Paszkiewicza. Monika Paszkiewicz-Furman poprowadziła wczorajszą imprezę. Konsul Łuk-Kozika, dziękując gospodarzom za przyjęcie polskiej wystawy pod dach Szczurów Tobruku, ale w szczególności Lucynie Artymiuk, wiceprezes Muzeum i Archiwum Polonii Australijskiej, za przygotowanie książki towarzyszącej wystawie, powiedział:
I must open with a sincere thanks to the Rights of Tobruk Association, with President Bob Semple at its head, and Glenda in the background, for welcoming us to this magnificent and historical hall. It is my very, very great pleasure to be here today on this very auspicious occasion. We are celebrating not only the close ties that exist between the Australian and Polish ex-servicemen and pay homage to their valour, but also to publish a record of the Polish soldiers who decided to emigrate to Australia. It all started in Tobruk, as we all know. The first defeat for the until then all-conquering German Nazi army. When the Polish Carpathian Brigade arrived in Tobruk to relieve the Australian 9th Division, the soldiers discovered that Poles and Australians are very similar in all aspects of humanity, especially courage and lack of respect for imposed authority. Hence, it was a given that the Australians invited the Poles to Australia to share their country. This is the causal factor as to why Australia has such a number of Polish Australians, why we live here. Lucyna Artyniuk, a daughter of a Polish soldier, is to be admired for her, shall we say, book, Destination Australia, Polish Soldier Migrants, 1947-48. She has conducted extensive research into the 2 years that the Polish migration to Australia began after the Second World War. The publishing of this book by the Polish Museum and Archives in Australia, Incorporated, has added valuable information and record to the history of Australia's growth and development in this period. The newspaper articles collected in this volume form a factual backdrop to this early 1947-1948 migration, while the photos chronicling the early life in Australia are amazing and nostalgic. It only remains for me to congratulate Lucyna for her huge task of placing all this information together and recording a part of Australian national history. And best of wishes.
W otwarciu wystawy wzięło udział około 160 osób. W programie artystycznym wystąpił zespół pod kierownictwem Zofii Kaszubskiej. Stanisław Jakubicki prosił, oczywiście w przenośni, wnuka, oczywiście słowami Mariana Hemara, aby pamiętał, że dziadzio był w Tobruku. Chór wykonał Karpacką Brygadę, jedną z najbardziej popularnych pieśni żołnierskich w Wojsku Polskim na Zachodzie. Przed poczęstunkiem potomkowie polskich migrantów wojskowych w Australii pozowali do wspólnego zdjęcia.
Maszeruje brygada, maszeruje! Maszeruje co tchu, co tchu, bo z daleka i powstrady patruje, wyczekuje dzień po dniu. Karpacka brygada do domu wnocha, do Polski idziemy przez
Want to hear more stories like this? Subscribe to our regular podcasts on iTunes.